The Independent Monitor's report focused on conditions at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. It found that no youths were held in solitary confinement for longer than 3 days, and staff had drastically reduced the use of strip searches and mechanical restraints. Tim Muth is an attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin, which was part of a lawsuit that led to the court-ordered monitoring of the youth prisons. He says there's been considerable progress making conditions more humane, but more can be done.
The conditions are the minimum conditions required by the Constitution. That's what you can achieve through a lawsuit and a consent decree.
Muth says what the state needs is a residential facility for youth closer to Milwaukee. After years of delays, Governor Tony Evers says a 32-bed facility in the city could open late next year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.